you're the same God. This is who we worship tonight. He's the same, he's the same. Oh, how I need you.
Keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Thank you.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
and you're wondering what we're all about. Maybe this will help. We hope that in this church you will find people who are welcoming and spiritually passionate. A place where relationships are a big deal. A place where you can worship God freely and intimately. A place to hear practical and relevant messages from the Bible. A place that wants you to be involved in serving this community. A place where you can be yourself and find friends. A place where you can grow into God's plan for your life. But most importantly, a place where you can find an exciting relationship with Jesus. Welcome to our church. We're glad you're here.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop. If we could all stand and let's just worship Him together. Darkness held me down, but Jesus pulled me out. See, I'm no longer bound. I'm so glad He saved me. See, I'm now a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new glory, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. I've met the author of my story, and He's mine, yes, He's mine.
Sin had left me blind, but Jesus opened my eyes. Now I see the light.
I'm so glad He changed me.
It's all over me.
I'm so glad He changed me.
See, I'm now a new creation in Christ. The old is gone, there's new life. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down in glory.
Yes, it's mine.
I'm
believe that this morning, that there's a new name written in glory, and it's yours. Oh, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm excited that my name is written in glory. I'm excited to serve a king who knows who I am, who sees me, who values me, who loves me. Hallelujah. This morning, we just want to worship a God who's our firm foundation, who never leaves us, who never forsakes us. Can we lift our hands all over this room? It's just a sign of worship to our King. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Yeah, when everything around me is shaking, I've never been more than when I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail me? He won't. No. shout. These broken hearts gotta cry. Here, as long as you are still present, there is purpose assigned to you. There is a mission assigned to you. I know that life gets hard. I know that life gets complicated, but there's still a God who sees you. There's still a God who wants something out of you. There's still a God who can produce from you. He masters in broken things. So yes, I'm broken. Yes, I'm messed up. Yes, I'm lost. But God still needs me. God still needs me. You're still necessary. There's still purpose. There's still joy. There's still peace. It's still coming. Sometimes we get lost in the patterns of our cultures, but just because he deserves it, and because the reality is that nobody can handle it better than him, because he's so good and he's so faithful, he's so kind, he's so loving, he's so consistent, he's gracious, he's true, he's kind. believe has no idea how to be anything else but those things. So this morning, there's just one more thing I'm going to ask. I don't even want you to lift your hands all the way. I just want you to point your palms toward heaven. Because this is the thing we do. This can mean one of two things. This can mean we're letting something go, and we're also receiving. So this morning, whatever it is that you need to let go of, whatever it is that you need to receive, may it be done now while His Spirit is filling this place. Father, may the train of your glory fill this temple. God, as your people stand at your feet, God, some of us are in need. And Lord, we know that you are a God who fulfills every need. You supply every need. Some of us need restoration. We know you as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals and restores his people. So Father, right now, those that stand in need of you, I ask that you visit their households right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need may be, whether it be in their family, whether it be in their finances, whether it be in their bodies, we release your Holy Spirit now. Because you know better than we do. Your ways are higher than ours. Your thoughts are higher than ours. Father, as those of us are standing in need, there are some of us who are receiving from you, who are surrendering something to you. So God, as you drop your spirit, as you release those things, God, we also trade your burdens. We trade our burdens for yours, God. You said, come to you, those who are burdened and heavy laden, and you'll give rest. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak rest in this room. I speak peace in this room. Shame has no place here. Condemnation has no place here. Guilt has no place here. We send you back to the enemy in the name of Jesus. We command and decree that freedom is breaking out in here. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. We release liberty in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name, the name that heals, the name that sets free, the name that breaks strongholds, the name that delivers, in the name of Jesus. Let's just sing that one more time.
It's your breath, in our love,
so we pour out. I'm breathing.
So we pour out our praise.
I choose to bless you.
Yes, I choose
to bless you.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Praise to you. May it be received. May it be a sweet fragrance to you. Father, we surrender the rest of our worship experience to you. Have your way, oh great God that you are. We came to see you. We came to experience you. The songs are nice. The words are nice. The music is nice. But Lord, we want an encounter with you. We want to see you. So this morning, we ask that you open the eyes of our hearts and let us see you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Church, can we just make a big sound to our God this morning? Oh, no, that's cute for us. That's cute for us, but I'm talking about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yeah. Oh, come on, come on. There's no need to stop worshiping him because I'm trying to let it go. I'm trying to let it go, but he's great. I'm trying to let it go, but he's awesome. I'm trying to let it go, but he's holy. He's sovereign. Presence thought it not robbery to visit us this morning. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, the human mind hasn't come up with the proper way to truly express how incredible it is. And this is awesome, man. It's truly indescribable. The love of Jesus, it's amazing. Whew.
It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praises. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise.
Okay. I'm sorry. When I just think about his breath being in our lungs.
Corey, let me give you a rest. Come on, give it up for Corey. I couldn't help but hit a Facebook post on the front row this morning. Passionate worship. Come on, God. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance. Nothing to attract him. Nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and he was rejected. A man of sorrows, this Jesus. Acquainted with the deepest, hear this, the deepest grief. He was acquainted with the deepest grief, Pastor Mike. Miss Bonnie, could you guys come here this morning? Could you just come to the altar? Just come to the altar. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we didn't care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. Think about it, sorrows that we hadn't even experienced yet. Come on. Sorrows that we hadn't even experienced. How many of you have had a sorrow in your life before? You hadn't even experienced it, and he was carrying it. Come on, Chrissy, Craig. Come on, Scott. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was beaten so we could be whole. Listen to this one. He was whipped. Listen to this one, Shirley. He was whipped so we could be healed. Come on. Kenny, I know Gloria can't be here today, but come stand in Gloria's stead today. You and your precious family. Come on, Ariana. He was whipped so we could be healed. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Sister Outlaw, come and receive from the Lord today. Listen, if you're here today, these are ones that I know just are going through tremendous struggle. Even not only just physically, but emotionally, okay? Just emotional pain, trauma. If you have a diagnosis, maybe you've been diagnosed with something that frightens you, would you just come? Praise the Lord. Could I have my ministers, you guys on the prayer team, just grab that oil over there and just come on, just anoint these people today. Pastor Joy, would you come? Elders, ministers, pastors, those of you that are here. Just love on these. You know, we've got time for this. Come on, take a neighbor. We've got time for this. What a passionate worship this morning. My goodness. Thank you, guys. You've laid a foundation for God to move and to minister healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, could you stand this morning? Let's just sing while they pray for them. Corey, come on, lead that song. There you go.
I'm Jesus. Whenever we say His
name.
Power in the name.
say his name.
His name.
Things begin to. Whenever we say
his name.
Things begin to change. Whenever we say
his name.
One more time. Whenever we say. Bright and morning star, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the Lord of hosts, Son of David, you are. One more time, whenever we say,
say his name,
things begin to change. Church, if you believe that, can we celebrate the Lord this morning? There's power in his name. There's power in his name. All right, you can be seated. I'm sweating. And y'all know I'm a little big, so I'm a little winded now, so we good. I'm not gonna get us revved up again. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, the Lord visited us, and that's that dry good morning I get, so we're going to try that again. Good morning. Praise the Lord. See, if we just do this the first time, guys, we'll be fine. Listen, for those of you who I haven't had the privilege to meet, my name is Corey. My friends call me Corey, so you can call me Corey, too. I get the privilege and the honor of being the youth pastor here, and on behalf of our senior pastors, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy Phillips, we welcome you to the Carpenter Shop International Church. Those of you that are watching us online, listen, we know that you guys could have visited any church, gone to any church, but we are grateful that you visited us this morning, and we believe that God has something special for you this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. Oh, that one was a little loud. Okay, we're getting there. All right, guys. So just a couple of announcements. Hey, Reese, can you do me a favor? Can you pass me my phone? So, guys, I'm not like... The thing with working with the kids, right? Well, the students, because they don't like when I call them kids. They get offended. So the thing with working with the students is I'm too old for them, but I'm like too young to be a real adult. So it's kind of a middleman. So sometimes my mind is like, I've been here a while, so I need my phone to remember stuff. And then my mind is like, no, I can still hang with them. But they constantly remind me that you cannot still hang with us because your bedtime is 8:00. Listen, so really quick, some of the students, we had the privilege of attending what's called the Called Retreat. And a long story short of what that is for a retreat that our Assemblies of God district does to encourage students for those of them that feel called by God to pursue ministry in whatever capacity that it is, right? So we went to the conference, great stuff. They had an incredible time, but on the way back home. Now mind y'all, we got a really nice van, so you know, we were comfortable, but on the way home, I was so tired, right? Like I got real quiet. They know when I get quiet, I'm like, It's Corey's nap time. But they were still bouncing. They were still talking. They were still jamming. I'm just like, I end up calling my mom. I was like, so when I was like 13, 14, did the energy ever run out? She said, yeah, about 2:00 in the morning. But you know, I was like, well, 2:00, they'll be back with their parents. Glory to God. So y'all's problem. No, I'm joking. But listen, we're excited. We're excited you guys are here. Just a few announcements for you. That's why I needed my phone, because I'll be forgetting stuff. So the first, because it's the one that's on top of my head, our pastor will be traveling to Pakistan to preach the gospel. That's something for us to get excited about, just a hint. So we're going to see. I've been trying to help y'all out, you know what I'm saying? So he'll be doing the Pakistan crusade this week. Listen, it is important that we pray for our pastor. And here's why. Not just because he's traveling to a place where Christianity is not the first thing accepted, not just because he's putting himself in harm's way for the sake of the gospel, but just because he's our leader. And he pours even when we don't see. He and Pastor Joy. So it's important that we pray for our pastors, but especially this week. So in your prayer time, in your quiet time, as a matter of fact, can everyone stand? Can we just stretch our hands toward our pastor right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for a leader who is vigilant. We thank you for a leader who desires to serve you, even if it means sacrifice. Father, we ask that you cover him. We ask that you keep his mind. We ask that you keep his soul. We ask that you keep his body. We cancel any plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. The word will go forth. The mission will go forth. The ministry will go forth. Souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. Lives will be transformed in the name of Jesus. And God, most of all, your will in the earth will be done. Thank you for a willing vessel. Thank you that he covers us when we can see it and when we can't. We love you. We praise you for him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yeah, man, listen. Pastor Wallace, Pastor Joy got a hard job because, you know, I ain't going to talk about y'all in front of your face, but I am actually. You know, we can be a lot. We under any leadership, you can be a lot. So it's great to have leaders who love us genuinely. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so the next thing, as y'all can see, the worship team and some of y'all decided you wanted to not dress yourselves and decided you wanted to steal the shirt that I decided I was going to wear this morning. But it's cool. It's fine. Y'all look nice, I guess. But no, I'm serious. So on a serious note, as you guys can see, we have merch available now. And if you look at this link here, www.csicministries.com/shop, you can purchase whatever you see. So don't, you know, I need y'all to hype me up a little bit. Don't I look good? I'll be doing it. I'll be sending pictures to my mama because I'll be needing her to tell me I look good till I get a wife. But don't I look good? And merch will also be available after worship this morning. So after service, if you guys want to purchase here, you can. We'll have the table in the back. Amen. All right, so two more things and I'm almost out of your hair. The next thing, Miss Denise, can you pull it up for me because you know I forgot? All right, so helping hands are needed for a truck unloading. So Frank and Brenda Adams have located and rented a home in Edenton, and we would love your help. Amen. Listen, and if you would like to help or you know anybody who likes to help, please contact Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe, raise your hand. He is my bald brother. He's a little bit cooler than I am because he wears glasses, but, you know, whatever. It's fine. So, Mr. Neeson, am I missing anything? No, I got everything. Well, praise the Lord. My mind is getting... Ain't God good? All right, so the next thing is something that we all can participate in, and that is our worship and giving. We're going to have a few... In a moment, we're going to have a few ways you can give on the screen. And you can also scan to give as well. Listen, when we build the Lord's house, he builds ours. And that's not me giving you my opinion. That's not me giving you just a church phrase. That's Bible. The Bible tells us that when we give, he gives back to us pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That means he exceeds our little. And the other thing that's so cool about Jesus, he only asks for 10%. It'd be one thing if he asked for 90%. But he only asks for a piece of what we have just to show that we love him and we appreciate all he's done for us. Amen. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pray. After I pray, you guys are more than welcome to come to the front and give your gifts. The worship team is going to lead us into another song, and we're going to press forward in our service. Amen. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that your sweet spirit, the joy of your spirit is in this room. Father, we thank you for the gifts that are coming, God, for those of us that give, for those of us who have the desire but may not be able to yet. We thank you that you're returning the investment, not because you have to, not because it's legalistic, or not because it's something that we just say, but Lord, you do it because you love us. And above all else, we're grateful for your love. Thank you now for all of these things. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can bring your gifts.
Amen. I'm grateful for all that God has done and all that He's going to do. And I know I'm not alone in that.
Praise God for what He's done.
forget what he's done.
Sing, I'll never forget.
I'll never forget.
My soul and forget not his benefits. Come on. Hallelujah. The one who heals all our diseases, forgives all our sins. You know, the children of Israel were told, do not forget. Amen. Let us not forget the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in the presence of the Lord. Come on now. Have you had a good time so far? Praise God. So glad you're here. Thank you for watching. Those of you who are online, we appreciate your presence today. Michael W. Smith wrote a song many, many years ago, and one of the lines says, "Friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them." In my 31 years here, I have met so many people. So many people pass through. And most of them, that's what they do. They pass through. And you hear their songs, you listen to their preaching, and you receive from them forever. But then there's those people that connect with you and just stay connected. And I thank God for over the years, Alvin Slaughter has been one of those. We talk frequently, not a lot, but we stay in touch, and we've shared issues together and encouraged one another, and I thank God for his ministry. And I'll never forget that first time that you were here and made a lasting impact, not only on this church, but on this region. And he and Joy Slaughter are here today. Come on, say Joy, y'all. Joy. They are here today. Would you join me in welcoming to this platform Alvin and Joy Slaughter? Come on, give it up for them. Hallelujah.
Of turning with thee, thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. For thank you, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Great is thy. Satisfy my soul. on earth can comfort me and love me like you do. Yes, who could ever be more faithful and true? See, I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Salvation.
every tongue, every nation, we sing. Yes. Tell our problems how big our God is. Father, we thank you, Lord. We've come from different places with different sets of circumstances. Some have come broken in spirit. Some have come overwhelmed by life. Some have come and this has been the greatest week they've ever had. Some have come, this has been the worst week they've ever had. But God, I pray that you would find our hearts open and our minds open and our spirits open. Some have suffered loss, but Lord, we thank you today because your word reminds us that you are the God that can restore and heal. You are the God that can make new. And we declare today that everything that the enemy has stolen, that God, you would restore and make new as we sing. Holy. Worthy is the Lamb. Sing it, church. Sing. Worthy is the Lamb. For you, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God? Are you Lord God Almighty? Yeah.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Oh, yes, you are.
Worthy is the Lamb.
One more time. For you, you are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God
Almighty?
Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. What a privilege it is to be back here at Carpenter Shop Church with my good friends, Pastor Joy and Pastor Wallace, and for all of you who are here today, what a privilege it is to be here with you. We, Joy and I, come from New York. Well, she's Canadian. I married a Canadian girl, and I'm from New York City. She's from the country, I'm from the city,
She's a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. But God has been good. It's so good. It's so good to be here and to worship God with you. To the worship team, you guys just did a great job singing up there and rejoicing in the Lord. And for those of you who are being prayed for this morning, I pray that you would find God do something absolutely supernatural in your lives this week. I've seen him do it, and I know he can. And I know he can do it. I want to change the song. This song I wrote some years ago. I don't even know if I remember the words to the song. So I'm going to use my phone like Pastor Corey did. Because I'm older than he is, so I'm not sure I even wrote the song. Somebody wrote it, but they ain't here, so I wrote it today. No, I think I wrote the song. I wrote the song during a time in my life when it seemed like everything that we had prayed for was gone. All my hopes and dreams were dashed by my realities. The more I prayed, the worse things got. Anybody ever been there? Seem like the more you pray, the worse it gets, if we're honest. But I'm so glad that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I wrote this song during one of the darkest seasons of my life when I realized sink or swim, perish or survive, live or die, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Denise, the song is called This I Know. Let's play it. This I Know. A little more track, if you will. To worship you, O Lord, is what I live for. I remember your great mercy and your love. I will trust in you for strength when I get weary. And I will serve you with my whole heart, this I know. If you need someone to be your hand extended, where you lead me, Lord, I promise I will go. For you created me to be your sanctuary, and I will serve you with my whole heart, this I know. This I know. This I know. I will serve you with my whole heart. This I know. This I know. This I know. I will serve you with my whole heart. This I know. Gotta pull out some lyrics. Though we tell you with our lips how much we love you, yet it seems the love of many has grown cold. I refuse to offer what has cost me nothing. I will serve you with my whole heart, this I know. I cried tears of joy when I first held my baby, and tears of sorrow when my mother was called home. But like a soldier, I'll keep marching up to Zion, where I'll cry tears of jubilation around God's throne. And this I know. This I know. I will serve you with my whole heart. May the glory of his presence fill your soul. May the glory of his presence fill your soul. When the trumpet sounds, rise up. He calls you onward. God's light will shine forever. This I know. So when the twists and turns of life cause you to wonder, let your faith remind you God is in control. Just stand your ground and know that God, your great Jehovah, He's your provider and strong tower. This I know. Serve you with my whole heart. This I know. This I know. This I know. I will serve you with my whole heart. This I know. What about you?
Exalt His name.
like a great big choir. Sing. Musicians here. That was fun. Well, I didn't come here by myself. I came here with joy. Pastor Wallace, he comes with joy. Every time you see us, we got joy. But my wife Joy and I, she's the most amazing person that's happened in my life. She grew up in part of Canada, in the country, like I mentioned. Her great-great-great-grandparents, they were Amish. My great-great-grandparents, they're from the hood. So you put the hood and the Amish together, you have the potential for a hot mess. But God took a hot mess and put it together as one. Joy spent 18 years of her life in the mission field for the people of Haiti. And I'll never forget the first time I went with her to Haiti years ago. She oversaw five churches with pastors, and she had a mission that was there for that, schools and feeding programs and a clinic, and thousands of people were helped and ministered to in the country of Haiti. The first time I went to Haiti with her, we landed into Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince was so hot. It was so hot in that little airport there. And people were everywhere. And everyone knew her because she'd been there for so many years. They didn't know who I was. I was just acting like I was her security because I'm big and bad enough, you know. And we get to the airport, and they come running up to her. And they go, "Oh, Madame Joie." They call her Madame Joie. That means Miss Joy. And they would say, "Madame Joie." And she would talk back to them in a Haitian Creole. She would go, and they're jumping around. And meanwhile, I'm standing there. I'm security just in case somebody gets out of line, right? So they're jumping. Everybody sees her. So this
guy comes up to me. He sees that I'm with her, and I think he thought I was a Haitian that graduated the food program. You know what I'm saying? And so he spoke to me like, and I said, "Yabba dabba do." I didn't know what he was talking. But would you welcome the love of my life? Would you welcome Joy Slaughter? Come on.
Good morning. Well, I don't like to beat around the bush. I just like to get to know people right away, okay? Is that all right? Because we don't have a lot of time. So, how many of you have ever made a really dumb decision? I expect to see everybody's hand up there, right? Well, we've all made some crazy decisions and had to pay consequences for those decisions, right? There are always consequences. But then there's other times in our life where things just happen. It might be an accident, it might be a mistake, and you didn't intentionally make a bad decision, it just happened. And when things like that happen and we have loss, how many of you know God restores and He's in the restoring business? God's a God of restoration. But then there's something else. There's something else where someone has a really evil heart and they don't like you and they allow the enemy to use them for selfish reasons and they come against you and purposely, on purpose, try to destroy something in your life. It's on purpose. It's not a mistake. It's not a dumb decision. It's on purpose. And you know, years ago, something happened to me in my family on purpose. An evil act was committed, and it happened on purpose. There's no doubt it was not a mistake. It was not a mistake. It wasn't a dumb decision. It was on purpose to attack and destroy. And when we look at the life of Joseph, it's one of my very favorite Bible stories in Genesis. When we look at his life, his brothers didn't like him. They were jealous, and on purpose, they sold him into slavery. And then from there, and Joseph didn't do anything wrong. He was just sold on purpose. Someone caused trauma to his life on purpose. And Joseph went from there, and then he was sold to Potiphar, and he was a slave. And on purpose, Potiphar's life tried to destroy him. And he ended up in prison now. On purpose this happened. It wasn't a mistake. She falsely accused him and had him thrown on purpose when he was trying to do what was right. He tried to be pleasing to God. He tried to do everything right. And when he made the right choice, he ended up in prison because someone wanted to destroy his life. But Joseph kept doing what God wanted him to do. He kept proving himself and being the best he could in slavery, in prison. And Joseph had integrity. And Joseph had gifts that God had given and blessed him with. And Joseph used those gifts. He had a gift of interpreting dreams. And when Pharaoh saw his gift and recognized his gift, Joseph was honored. He was recognized. Those gifts made room for him. And you know, when this traumatic thing happened years ago in my family, you know, when trauma happens, it doesn't just affect one area. Yeah. Trauma goes like into every area of life, and not just your life, but the people around you. Yeah. It's like a poison that gets into the blood of your life, and it tries to destroy, because that's the enemy's plan. So I remember when I first discovered this trauma, it was like my faith was shaken like you wouldn't believe. The carpet was ripped out from under me. It looked irreparable. It looked irreparable. Trauma makes life look irreparable. Like there's no hope. There's no recovery. And you go through seasons, seasons, once you find out, of being in prison like Joseph, feeling like a slave. And I was driving one day, and there were 6 months I couldn't sleep. I'd go to bed at night just shaking, waking up in the night, trying to go to sleep, but the enemy haunting my mind that there would be no recovery from this trauma. It affected people's health, emotions, finances, relationships. That trauma tried to destroy literally every part of my family's life, to the point it looked irreparable. And I was driving one day, and I felt like, just like God, so hopeless. And all of a sudden, I was driving, I wasn't worshiping. You know, sometimes you just need it quiet. I was just quiet. There were no words, there was nothing. And all of a sudden, in my spirit, I heard this word. And the word was recompense. And I'm like, recompense? That's not even a word I would use in my vocabulary. What is recompense? And I'm like, I really felt it was from God. And as soon as I got home, I looked up the word recompense. And there were many scriptures with the word recompense, many of them. But the very first one that popped on the page was this one. Isaiah 35:4. It says, say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance. God will come with recompense. He will come and save you. And it just hit me. God was going to come and save me. God was going to give recompense. Because, you know, restoration means God will repair, he'll restore like it once was. But recompense means you will be rewarded and compensated for what happened, for the harm that was caused. You will be compensated for that. You know, Joseph didn't need to go back to being the baby of the family and restore him to the baby of the family who was underneath his brothers and just looked down upon. He didn't need to go back to that. He didn't need restoration. Joseph needed recompense. And when Pharaoh discovered his gifts, one night Joseph went to bed. He was in prison. And when he got up in the morning, he woke up as a ruler over Egypt, second in command. He didn't go back to being a little brother. God didn't restore that. God made him above his brothers. God put him to the top. God made him the head and not the tail. And some of you are feeling like the tail here today. Some of you are in that prison where Joseph was. Some of you feel like you were a slave to the situation you're going through. And there might be things in your life God can never restore. But it's going to be better than that. Because God will come with a vengeance. God will come with a vengeance. And he is the God who will come and save you. And he will reward you. He will give you a recompense of reward for the harm that was caused to you, because he is a good God. But you know, you got to be faithful. When you're in that prison, when you're in that slavery, you can't give up. But many days you want to give up. But you can't give up. Some of us want a Joseph blessing, but we're flirting with Potiphar. We're flirting with Potiphar. We're flirting with the devil because we're discouraged. And we give up and we think, I'll never make it. There's no hope. And if you want the blessing of Joseph, you cannot be flirting with the enemy. You have to stay faithful, because in that prison was the testing time. God wanted to test the character of Joseph. He was testing him. Is he fit to be a ruler? Can I trust him to be a ruler over Egypt? Can I trust him? So God was putting him through many tests to see if he could trust him. And because Joseph developed character, and he had integrity, and he always did what was right in the midst of prison and slavery, God came and recompensed him. And some of you here, you might not need restoration, because there might not be an area that can now be restored, but some of you need a recompense of reward. Some of you need a recompense, and God is a God of recompense. And I love this scripture in Psalm 18:20. It says, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he hath recompensed me." And I don't want you to give up this morning. Some of you have come with a boatload of pain. But I want to say, I never put God in a box when he told me he was going to recompense. And little by little, in all those areas that have been affected, that was in 2017 God gave me that scripture. And do you know that when I look over the last few years, I see in this area recompense. Oh, over here there's recompense. Wow, over here there's recompense. When did that happen? I see recompense. And in all these areas that the enemy tried to destroy and tear down, I've seen God do nothing but recompense, reward after reward after reward throughout my family. And God wants to do that same thing for you. He just doesn't want you to give up this morning. If you're in that prison, if you feel like that slave, don't give up on God, because God has a recompense for you. God bless you.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we bless your holy, if you know it, sing with me, sing. Sing, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we bless your holy name, you deserve the glory. Oh. As we lift our hands in worship, as we bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great. Lord, we lift our hands in worship, hallelujah, as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, oh, and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we, let's sing it out, church. For you are, you are great,
you do miracles so great,
so great, there is no one else like you, oh, there is no one else like you,
you are great, you do miracles so great.
In 2021, I remember I was driving in my car, and I found myself falling asleep while I was driving. And I kept catching myself and waking up. Another time I was driving my car a few days later, and I fell asleep and I was on the other side of the road, but thank God there was no car coming, and I caught myself and I kept stopping and pulling over. I'd feel fine, I'd start driving again, and I'd fall asleep. I called Joy and I said, I don't know why, I think I'm just tired. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I finally made it home. That evening I had to go and take some things to be shipped out. And Joy said, I'll take you because you're going to have an accident. So I said, no, I'll take myself. I'm fine. You know, you get macho sometime and you think you can handle all these situations. And I know Joy said, no, I'm taking you. So she drives me to the mall, to the shipping place. And as I get out of the car, I collapse. And when I wake up, there's ambulance and police and the fire captain and everybody's there. People are standing around me and they pick me up. And in the weeks previous, I had been falling asleep at home. The first time I fell, I broke my ribs. Second time I fell, I had broke my arm. And now I'm being rushed to emergency. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I was fine. I didn't have any other situations going on in my life. The devil had told me for years that he was going to take me for cancer. Because my father died of cancer, my mother died of cancer a few years ago. My brother died, had cancer, and then my other brother, he really didn't get checked out, but we think he had cancer too. So four of them died of cancer. And even last year, my sister died of cancer. All of my immediate family wiped out of cancer. Devil said to me, okay, Mr. Gospel Singer, you're going by cancer. And I remember they took me to the hospital and my heart had stopped on the table and they had called Joy and told her when I woke up one time in the hospital, there were doctors and nurses all around me. I never really spent any time in the hospital before. And here I am laying in a hospital bed, can't even take care of myself, broken rib, broken arm. The devil says, your time is done. It's over. There are people here today that you have faced situations in life, relationship situations, ministry situations, family situations, financial situations. Life is full of situations. Always. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, black or white. It doesn't matter. Life will fracture you. That's just how life is. And sometimes you have to temper your expectations, but even when you temper your expectations, we still trust in the living God. And I'll never forget, as I'm laying there in intensive care and they had wires all around me and they had dopamine, what was happening is that my heart rate was dropping. My arteries were clean, but my heart rate was dropping. The bottom part of my heart was not functioning properly. So every time my heart rate would drop so low, I would faint and fall out. And I remember laying there in the bed, and it was around the time of the whole COVID situation. So Joy couldn't even come back some of the times to see me, and especially when I was in intensive care. She couldn't even come to see me. And as I'm laying there, the enemy, when you're most vulnerable, when Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, it was towards the end when physically, even though he was God, he was in flesh, physically he was exhausted and he was tired. And at the time when he was exhausted and tired, when you're tired and exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally, that's when the enemy comes in. And he tries to come in like a roaring lion and make you, yeah, we'll still go to church. We'll still go through the motions. But if you no longer have faith in God, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So what happens, we go back. And there are a lot of people even today, they have deconstructed in their faith because they don't believe in who God says he is. And I'm laying in the hospital bed in intensive care, and the enemy is trying to make me think that God doesn't care about me. And I prayed and I asked God, will God heal me? I have seen, literally with these eyes, I have seen thousands of people healed as I sang in different crusades around the world. But this time it's personal. And I asked God that he would heal me. And the healing didn't come like I thought. They had to put a pacemaker in my body so that way that my heart would function. And you know what? Still today, I still feel fine. I've never had another issue, another problem. But I did lose a little bit of the sense of, I don't know if I feel like traveling and singing anymore. I don't really know if I have it. I don't know if I even want to have it anymore. I'm not sure what to do with my life. And there are those of us that still face that. I face some of those things even today. But here's what I have learned, that as long as I can open my mouth, I will tell people that we serve a God, a miracle-working God, who is great, and he does great things in our lives. If there are people that are here today, the enemy has rocked your soul. I'm not talking about just physical, financial, or those things. I'm talking about your faith has been under attack. I want you to rise to your feet. Lift your hands towards heaven. We're going to sing. The Bible says that he sings over us. Renewed faith, fresh faith, fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. For you are great. Sing, you
are great.
Sing, church, you do.
So great,
there is no one else. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah.
There is no one else like you.
For you
are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
No, 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 no.
There is no one else like you.
Keep playing that, Rico and the band. Thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's a place where we can come to be refreshed and restored and renewed. But God, we're not even asking you today to give us an emotional charge. We thank you for those things. But our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So God, I pray you would give us renewed faith. And God, even if we're not sure what the future holds, I pray that you would order our steps. God, lead us and guide us to wherever you want us to go. You see those who have stood, Lord, when those people stood, it was an act of faith. Faith is more than a feeling. Faith is not even a knowing. Faith is a responding. God, when you told Abraham to take Isaac and to sacrifice him, that was not a feeling. That was not even a knowing, other than knowing the fact Abraham knew that God, you would provide. And so God, we trust in you even when we don't see it. God, we read the news and we see the different things that's going on in arguments with political parties, things that's going on in Hollywood, things that's going on in social media. But God, we trust in you. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses, which were the mighty military vehicles of the day. But God, today we declare at Carpenter's Church and Ahoskie, North Carolina, we will trust in the name of the Lord. And so God, I pray fresh faith. I pray fresh fire. I pray fresh anointing. I pray a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. Would you grab the hand of someone, lift it high and sing, you are great, so great.
Your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, God. To you be all the glory and the honor, for you have met us here today in this house, Lord. I pray your blessings upon our people as we leave today. That God, may we be reminded that you are great. You do miracles so great. And there is no one else like you. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Alvin and Joy, as you were worshiping there in the end, I just heard the Lord say, I just want to say this to you. I felt the Lord say this to my spirit about you, that he's made beauty for ashes out of your lives, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness, and that in these days that you're working out his plans and his purpose, the Lord said you can do what you want to do, because wherever you go, I'm going before you, and I will be your rear guard, and I'll remain the glory and the lifter of your head. So do what you want to do, is what I hear the Lord saying today. Come on, give God praise today. Beauty for ashes. He's a God of recompense. Thank you for that word today, Joy. Praise the Lord. I know you want to bless them. If you're preparing a check, just write it to CSIC. And if you'd like to give, the buckets are here on the altar. Let's sow a good seed into Alvin and Joy Slaughter. Did you appreciate them today? Come on, guys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship team, would you come on up here on the platform? I want Elaine to grab a few pictures of you guys together, because I know y'all want some. Come on. Just come on up here, and let's get a couple of pictures with Alvin and Joy. God bless you. Yeah, come on up here. Yeah, down, up, either one. Doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you, those that are watching online. Thank you for being with us. Do us a favor and hit the share button there. Share this. There's such power in the message today and in all that God has said to us through music, through our own team, through Alvin, through Joy. Wow, just an incredible, incredible time of encouragement, inspiration. And we appreciate that. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Be sure and fellowship among yourselves before you leave. And have a wonderful day. Listen, thank you for praying for me. There's merchandise in the hallway if you're interested. Also on the table, there's a little one-sheet flyer on the Ministry of Pakistan if you'd like information on that. We haven't said a whole lot about it, but I do need your prayers, and I thank you for that. And several people have given to that effort already. If you'd like to do so, there's a QR code on that flyer. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, He's great. He does miracles so great. And there's no one else like Him. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hey, Wallace. Grab Elaine there. Abdul. Tell Elaine to come into the sanctuary here.